Lesson from the Quran Kareem. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In Juz 24 of the Quran Kareem, Juz 23, we discussed from Surah Yasin onwards the incident of Habib Najjar, how there would always be two groups, and the dua of the people of Iman to always be of the group that makes the right decision. At the end of Surah Zumar, which began in the 23rd juz at the ending and continues into the 24th, Almighty Allah makes a clear, distinct mention of the two groups, how they will fare in the year after, how one will be honored in front of Almighty Allah, how one will be disgraced in front of all. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala mentions, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّور, when the trumpet will be blown, فَصُعِقَ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَن فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَن شَاءَ اللَّهِ, and all will fall into a state of unconsciousness, except those who Allah wishes. ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى, then it will be blown again. فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامُ يَنْظُرُونَ, all will now stand looking at each other. وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا, the entire world will become filled with the light of Almighty Allah. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ, the book will be brought down. وَجِيءَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ, أَنْبِيَاءَ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَامُ, and the martyrs will be brought. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ, the decision is now going to be made. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ, no one will be oppressed. Whatever man has done, he will find it. وَوُفِّيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ, whatever man had ever done, he will find the full reward or the full punishment. At that time, Almighty Allah shows the two groups. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا, those people who rejected that which was so clear, they did not believe in Almighty Allah. وَسِيقَ, they will be brought, they will be dragged to Jahannam in groups. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, when they will reach the doors of Jahannam, the doors will then open. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا, and the keeper of Jahannam will say, the doorkeepers will say to them, did the messengers of Allah not come to you? Did they not read upon you the ayat of your Rabb? Did they not warn you that you are going to meet this day? لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا, the people of Kufar will say, بَلَا, that indeed everything came to us. وَلَكِنْ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, but it was decided from the beginning that certain people, punishment is going to fall upon them. قِيلَ ادْخُلُوا وَبُوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, it will be said to them, now go into Jahannam to remain forever and ever. فَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ, how terrible is the place of who? It would have been said the place of kufr. Almighty Allah said the place of the people of takabbur. That it was one thing that prevented them from finding the truth, takabbur. How takabbur prevents a person? Once because of his pride, he will never think of begging and asking to be guided to the right path. A man who has pride will always feel, I am okay. It is a message for the people of Iman also. That never ever have pride and say that I am okay. That I have already grown up in a house of Iman. That from everyone around me, I am the one performing good action. I am the one giving the lecture. I don't have to ask, others have to ask. The first mistake that was made in the heavens was made by Iblis, when he even knew someone is going to be thrown out of paradise. But it was pride that would never make him think that maybe it's me. His eye went on everybody else. It could be this one or it could be that one. He never ever thought, perhaps it could be me. Every person who lives with the fear, in the fear, he will continuously make dua. Whatever action he will do, he will worry. It must not be one action that brings upon me the anger of Almighty Allah. فَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ, it was takabbur that kept them away from the path. They could never think that they are wrong, that they should ask for guidance. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا, as for the people who will be brought, with great honor they will be brought to Jannah. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, when they will come to Jannah, preparations already have been made, the doors have already been opened, the doorkeeper will say to them, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ طِبْتُمْ, peace be upon you, may your entrance, may your stay in Jannah be the most beautiful. فَدْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ, enter into the doors of Jannah and know that you are never coming out. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعْدًا, This will be the word said before entering into Jannah. This will be the word said when man is enjoying in Jannah. Every new pleasure he will see, again he will thank Almighty Allah. He will say, I thank Allah, all praises to Allah. Alladhi sadaqana wa'ada. The promise that he made to us, how he has fulfilled that promise. وَأُرَثَنَا الْأَرْضَ نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ. In Quran man was promised, in the Zabur man was promised, in the Torah man was promised, that the selected servants of Allah, they will one day become waris of the earth. Some would become waris of this earthly earth, that Allah Tabarakala would give power to the people of Iman. Some would pass away, they would not get the inheritance of this earth. وَأُرَثَنَا الْأَرْضَ. They would find a much better inheritance. It is called the inheritance of the real land, the inheritance of Jannah. نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. Now we can move around. Wherever we want to build our place in paradise, we can build it. فَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. Almighty Allah says, how wonderful will be the reward for those people who used to do good actions. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِّينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. On that day, you will see the angels around the arsh of Almighty Allah. It will be a unique sight. Everything will be beautiful. Everything will be amazing. Engage in the tasbih of Almighty Allah. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَقِيلَ. The decision will be made amongst everyone. The people of good will get something much better. As for the people of evil, they will find great difficulty. وَقِيلَ. It will be said, أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. There will always be two groups. May Allah Tabarakala make us amongst that group who our words while we are alive is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Quran started with this here. Before entry into Jannah it will be this. In Jannah it will be this. Forever after it will be this. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That, oh Allah, all praise is for you. It is with this sentence Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, أَفْضَلُ الدُّعَاءِ Alhamdulillah. The greatest or the most virtuous dua one can make is to say, I thank you, O Allah. I praise you, O Allah. It is normally not regarded as a dua this year. It is regarded as a dhikr, that I have thanked Allah, I have praised Allah. But in this praise, Alhamdulillah, there's a lot of dua. It is when man praises Almighty Allah, that the gift of Almighty Allah starts showering upon him even more. It is with this word, Alhamdulillah, that the doors of hidayah. Surah Fatiha started with Alhamdulillah. The dua that was made after that was Ihdina al-Sirat al-Mustaqim. That word Alhamdulillah was the beginning of the dua. It is this Alhamdulillah that to thank Almighty Allah always that keeps a person on the path of Hidayah, on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah Tabarakala keep us all on that path. The next surah is called Surah al-Mu'min. Previously there was Surah Mu'minun, where Almighty Allah mentioned the shan, the sifat of the believers. And what was the crux of that day? It was the sifat of salah. When it comes, it brings all the other sifat into a person. In this surah, al-mu'min. Al-mu'min means the believer. Indication is made in the surah to a believer in the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. He was from the family of Fir'aun. Mufassirin write that most likely it was the nephew of Fir'aun, brother's son. And obviously because of being so close to Fir'aun, he would have enjoyed a very high status in the parliament. It gave him that courage, but it was not easy to speak in front of Fir'aun. In Surah Yasin, mention was made of Habib Najjar. He was a carpenter. When Iman came, the intended group for the Iman were the people of the city. Three messengers of Almighty Allah came. The group that was intended, they could not accept, they could not hear the dawah. He was in the village. He was not among the intended, the direct intended people of the da'wah. But how it affected him. What level of Iman Habib Najjar came. That he came and said to the people, I cannot understand. And he died for that Iman. And what a level he got. Similarly, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam reached the court of Fir'aun, the directed, the intended recipient of this da'wah was Fir'aun itself, the Pharaoh. If he would accept it, all around him would accept it. But amazing is this issue of da'wah. Almighty Allah has never left it without its athar. As long as it's given with sincerity, whether it's a kitab written with sincerity, a lecture given with sincerity, a call made with sincerity, the person sometimes who's intended does not receive it. Almighty Allah sends it to the one who was not directly intended. The wife of Fir'aun was going to accept Iman, and what a level of Iman she was going to get. The Sahirin, the magicians, were going to come in the court of Fir'aun. What level of Iman they were going to get. وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ. The nephew of Fir'aun, it wasn't directed towards him, but how it would enter his heart. Allah Tawarakala discusses in detail. Look at his da'wah. He gave a da'wah in the court of Fir'aun. None of the people of the court accepted it. But there was so much of sincerity in his da'wah that it would become inspirational for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam's da'wah, how many years of da'wah he gave. In his era, how few people accepted. What a da'wah it was going to be. It was not going to be left without its asar. It was going to be inspirational for mankind after that. This man stands up in the court of Fir'aun. وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is quoted to have said that very few in the world were siddiqeen. Very few in the world were siddiqeen. Amongst them was what was mentioned in Surah Yasin. The man of Yasin, Sahibu Yasin, means Habibul Najjar. He says the second was رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعُونَ. From the family of Fir'aun, a person who stood up. And he said the third is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is the best of them. Other narrations, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made indication that for this ummah, Almighty Allah doesn't keep few only. He opens up the door. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu opened the door of Siddiqiyat, that there would be more Siddiqs in this ummah. Allah tabarakala in His kindness allow all of us to reach a mantle called the mantle of Siddiqeen. Allah tabarakala mentioned what it was. Habibul Najjar, we saw it, what was a Siddiq. How he came, how he was ready to call his nation, even if it meant that he will lose his life, he was ready for it. رَجُلُ مُؤْمِنٌ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. He was a minister in the court, not just a minister like a prince he was. He enjoyed the wealth of Fir'aun, he enjoyed the command. When the discussions were taking place, however, the josh of his iman, up till now he had hid it. And his desire would have been that I can continue hiding this iman. But there was a certain josh in his iman that would now make him speak. And the louder he would speak, the secret would come out. He would know that if I get the real anger of Fir'aun, my position in his court will not make any difference. He will strip me of all my authority. I will be removed from that wealth and luxury that I am living in. He will issue a command that I must be killed. Everything was in front of him. But when iman enters a person's heart, then his da'wah becomes unique. وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. From the family of Fir'aun, the individual who was hiding his iman, he could not manage any longer. He said, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَن يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهُ. Are you going to kill a man just on account of his having said, رَبِّيَ اللَّهُ, that my Rabb is Allah? Amazing is the shan of the Siddiqeen. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, beginning shan of the Siddiqeen. Abdullah bin Amr bin Al-As radiallahu anhu narrated, someone asked him, that tell me which was the most difficult day the Muslims saw. He says, I remember the time, or he narrated most likely from his father, whoever saw the incident, perhaps he was there also. He says, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the haram, and one of the enemies of Islam came from behind, he put a cloth around, and he began strangling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you ever saw someone being strangled, you will see the condition of the face. There was no one who had courage to even go up to push him. He said, I could see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in great difficulty. And then came Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He pushed away the enemy of Allah. And the sentence on his tongue, this is the shan of the Siddiqeen, where their hearts are filled with Siddiqiyat. Allah tabarakala even makes their tongues mushabi. One tongue resembles the tongue of the other. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's sentence at that time was the exact sentence of رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. His wording exactly was the same. أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَن يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. Are you going to kill a man just on account of his having said, my Rabb is Allah? There will be many Siddiqs in this ummah. Allah will make their mind according to the mind of the Siddiq, the tongue according to the tongue of the Siddiq, the heart according to the heart. We continuously make dua. By the treasures of Almighty Allah, there is no shortage. When Allah wants to give, He gives this ummah a lot. And He gave a very long dua, a very long dawah. Whatever Fir'aun would say, he would oppose it and he would say the opposite. He would say, why do you want to kill this person? إِيَّكُ كَاذِبًا فَعَلَيْهِ كَذِبُ. If Musa alayhi salam is a liar, then the harm of lying is going to hit him, it will not affect us. But what happens if it's true? وَإِن يَكُ صَادِقًا, if he is true, يُصِبُكُمْ بَعْدُ الَّذِي يَعِدُكُمْ, then what he is warning you of, it is going to come. He would say, يَا قَوْمِ لَكُمُ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, O my nation, today you are the kings of the earth. You are very strong. فَمَنْ يَنْصُرُنَا مِنْ بَعْثِ اللَّهِ, but when the punishment of the Almighty comes, then is your Fir'aun going to save you? He is also going to die after a few days. Then who will save us? Fir'aun would be speaking loudly on the one side. He would be giving his dawah on the other side. And this continued for a great time. There would be many times perhaps in the parliament that this dawah would continue. Each time he would speak, it would be with that a natural fear that if I push it a little extra, Fir'aun will become upset and stand up, draw out his sword and have the individual killed immediately. It is not an easy thing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفْضَلُ jihad, كَلِمَةُ حَقٍ عِنْدَ سُلْطَانٍ جَائِرٍ, the hardest jihad, the most virtuous of jihad is when you alone. There's no one with you. One is when the entire army goes into the battlefield. There's a chance that you will survive. There's a chance you will get martyrdom. But you got an army with you. You got a support. And there will be those times that was what was the Siddiq, where it was one individual against the armies of Zulam. Habibun Najjar against his entire qawm. One man in the parliament in front of the entire parliament. One Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in the haram, surrounded by the enemies of Islam. To be a Siddiq is no easy thing. But to make dua to Almighty Allah, that's very easy. When Allah Tabarakala gives it, the heart becomes Siddiq, the tongue becomes Siddiq, the mind becomes Siddiq. How, what a dawah he gave, how he was inspired. A person would think that where did he learn all these points that he began mentioning? He spoke of the greatness of Almighty Allah. He spoke about everything happening in the world. He never had time to go and study by Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. When Almighty Allah opens a person's heart, inspiration comes directly from Almighty Allah. وَقَالَ الَّذِي آمَنَ يَا قَوْمِ, he said to the people, O my nation, follow me. أَهْدِكُمْ سَبِيلَ الرَّشَادِ, I will show you the way of guidance. يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا مَتَاعٌ, O my nation, this world is nothing but a few days of enjoyment. وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ هِيَ دَارُ الْقَرَارِ, it is the year after that man will stay forever and ever. مَنْ عَمِلَ سَيِّئَةً فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا, whoever will do evil, he will find the reward, the punishment of his evil. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, whoever will do good with the quality of belief, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ, he will enter paradise, he will receive there from Almighty Allah, there will be no counting. وَيَا قَوْمِ مَا لِي أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاةِ وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ, he would show the two groups. He would say, what is the matter? I am inviting you towards success and salvation. You are inviting me towards the fire of Jahannam. Habibun Najjar would say the same. He would say, وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي, that what is the issue? You are amazed that I am bringing iman. How can I not bring iman? He would use the very word. He would say, مَا لِي, that what is this issue? I am inviting you to salvation. You are inviting me to the fire. تَدْعُونَنِي لِيَكْفُرَ بِاللَّهِ وَأُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٍ, you are telling me to make kufr with Allah, to make shirk with Allah. وَأَنَا أَدْعُوكُمْ مِلَى الْعَزِيزِ الْغَفَّارِ, I am inviting you to a most powerful, most forgiving Allah. It's something to think about. As I mentioned, he did not have time to go through a 6 or 7 year alim course, to learn all the dalail of da'wah, to spend time in the company of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. He was hiding his iman. But when Allah Tabarakala opens the heart, the da'wah that he would give, it is called ma'rifat. Allah Tabarakala makes the tongue, he makes the mind, he makes the heart. لا جرم أنما تدعونني إليه ليس له دعوة في الدنيا ولا في الآخرة, he says, without any doubt, that what you are inviting me towards, it has no reality, neither in this world and in the year after, obviously. وَأَنَّمَا رَدَّنَا إِلَى اللَّهِ, we all going back to Allah. وَأَنَّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ هُمْ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, the people in this world who go beyond the limit, they are going to find the fire tomorrow. And then he said that most inspirational sentence, which became a method for the world after that, a word that was repeated on the tongue of the people of the world. فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ, he says, a day will come when you will remember what I had said to you. A day will come when you will remember what I had said to you. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, He says, I now leave my matter to Almighty Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Indeed, Almighty Allah is the one who sees all His servants. He understood already that the issue, the warrant of death was going to be passed. Firaun could not stand it any longer. That in his very parliament, this young boy is speaking against him. Allah Tabarak Tala, however, saved him. فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. In the tafsir of Mazhari, it is written that Allah Tabarak Tala inspired him that now is the time to go. He had to escape from the palace of Firaun. Allah Tabarak Tala guided him to the mountains. Firaun sent the armies to go and search for him. Different riwayat come, that some say that they even found him or a place where he was. But Allah Tabarak Tala sent wild animals that chased them away. The army were too scared to go forward. Fearing the wild animals, they returned to Firaun. Whether they wanted to say to Firaun they were scared of the wild animals, or whatever they wanted, they just kept quiet. We could not find him. They got the anger of Firaun. Firaun had all of them killed. Those that went after him, they were killed. Firaun was going to be drowned. The one who stood up in the parliament, رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرَوْنَ, Almighty Allah was going to save him. فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ السَّيِّعَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. Almighty Allah saved him from the evil which they had done. وَحَاقَ بِآلِ فِرَوْنَ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ. And a terrible punishment surrounded the other family of Firaun, the soldiers of Firaun, those that did not want to accept. The beginning was Surah Yasin, Habibun Najjar. He passed away in his da'wah. He became martyr in his da'wah. رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرَوْنَ. He survived with his da'wah. Between the two, the lesson is given. Whether you pass away in it, you are still successful. Life has started. Whether you survive in it also, but if it is for Allah, if it is sincerity, you have ever living, you will always live after. Your da'wah will live in the world. Your name will live in the world. And you will always be living once death comes unto a person. So whether a person dies in the da'wah, or whether he lives through the da'wah, to be a siddiq of the era, it is a gift of Almighty Allah. The doors of Nubuwa has been closed, but Almighty Allah in His kindness, by mentioning the issue of Habibun Najjar, how one man was ready to stand up against the world of Zulam, and by mentioning رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرَوْنَ, there was an indication in this juz of Qur'an al-Kareem, to be a siddiq, to desire siddiqiyat. This is the month of dua, this is the month of Ramadan. With dua, a lot of things happen. With takabbur, there will be no dua. When takabbur is pushed away and dua starts, the beginning of dua is Alhamdulillah. Oh Allah, I thank you for this guidance. With this Alhamdulillah, more and more doors of guidance start opening up. And thereafter to ask Almighty Allah for the highest levels of guidance, which is this level of siddiqiyat. Allah tabarak ta'ala in His kindness, bless us all with these high mantles. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.